Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with John Jordan, and he is the Director of Community Well-Being for Heritage House. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I think I'm doing better every day. How's that for good news?
Well, that's great news. That's what I like to hear.
Yes. So, John, you know, we can talk about being seniors, we can talk about getting old, mature, whatever word, but let's talk about active aging. What is that?
So active aging is, well, like most things, you know, they come up with new words that mean the same thing we've always been talking about. Active aging kind of puts it in perspective, though. Yes, we are all aging every day. I don't care if you're 3 years old or 103 years old. Guess what? We're getting older. And as we get older and age, it's so important to stay active. And that's one of the things that people sort of lose track of sometimes when you start getting a few aches and pains, more trips to the doctor, maybe a little less outdoor activity and things like that. If we lose all of that activity, that's going to accelerate the aging process.
Yeah, it's so much easier if you hurt or as you get older, just to sit in the chair and read a book or watch television. So how do we, you know, if we have those aches and pains, how do we handle that? How do we stay active?
Okay, first of all, you want to make sure that your aches and pains are just that, that there's not some underlying condition that is more serious. And, of course, the best way to start out for anybody starting a new activity or exercise program, talk to your doctor. You don't necessarily have to go see her or him, but you should at least talk to their nurse and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. Or is there anything that my doctor would say, maybe you should take it easy on this or something like that? And so first you separate out what's just a morning soreness or stiffness from something that might actually be a problem. And once you've established that it is just typical aging aches and pains, and believe me, I'm experiencing more of them every year. Once you know that that's all it is, and I'm not diminishing it because arthritis and all those things are not pleasant to live with, but the key is you have to live with them. You can't just stop functioning because it hurts when you do that. The old joke about you go to your doctor, you move your arm and say, Doc, it hurts when I do that. He's not going to tell you not to do that.
Okay.
That's the old joke. Well, then don't do that. Yeah. But nowadays, doctors are fully aware that if we stop moving, if we stop challenging ourselves, then all of the aging process accelerates. And we, instead of finding relief by sitting on that couch, we're actually accelerating the aging process. And those little aches and pains turn into bigger problems.
And some of the times when we think about moving, exercise, a lot of us call that, but moving, and we want to follow a plan, we go, well, I can't do that plan the way they're doing it. How do we adapt?
So in all of my classes that I teach, when I work with personal training clients, there's something called exercise modification. So if I'm having everybody raise their arm and wave it back and forth, and I can see somebody in the group is really struggling with that and it's painful, then you modify that. Maybe you lower your arm a little bit, or if it's problematic enough, you just skip that particular exercise. So a good exercise program like you see on TV or with a video or even a live, you know, instructor, they're going to give you modifications. If you can't do a real push-up, then put your knees on the ground and do a modified push-up. That's just one example. You can modify almost every exercise so that it works for you without causing any pain. I always tell people, it's fine to push until you're a little uncomfortable, but pain is not what we're looking for. The old saying about no gain, no pain, no gain, that is absolutely not true. I hate it when I hear people say that. If it hurts, it hurts, and it's probably not doing you any good. So if it hurts, don't do it.
Okay, that was, as you were talking about that, going to be my question about how do we tell that difference between working, if we don't do anything that works our muscles, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
But how do we know? How bad does it have to hurt?
Sure.
How much do we have to push it?
So I always tell people there's a definite difference between discomfort and you know, tightness and pain. All of us have been through something in our life that caused real physical, and we're talking physical now, physical pain, a broken leg, broken ribs, something, a surgery. That's pain. Obviously, if you're doing an exercise and it's causing you that kind of pain, that's not good, and you need to stop immediately. What I'm talking about is we always say, listen to your body, and that's important, and it sounds all ethereal and mindfulness and everything. All that means is if your body is saying, ouch, you need to modify that movement, because making something hurt over and over again is only going to make the problem worse. So discomfort, yeah, is this fun? Does it make me breathe a little harder and work a little bit? There's nothing wrong with that. That's how you get stronger. You know, the whole way people get stronger, regardless of their age, and I want you to remember that, is you work a muscle till it is tired, you let it rest, and guess what? It gets stronger.
All right, very good. Well, one of the things we often see in exercise programs or whatever is, well, you need to do this 10 minutes a day, or you need to do this 40 minutes a day. And, you know, that long period, we go, oh, well, I don't know if I can do that. Do you have some guidelines about that or some suggestions?
You know, the government recommends 150 minutes a week. So if you broke that down, say, hey, I'm not doing anything on the weekend, I'm taking my Saturday and Sunday off, that's fine. That's 30 minutes of some sort of activity every day, Monday through Friday. We all have 30 minutes that we can find to do something. And the key is it needs to be some sort of vigorous, underline that word, vigorous exercise. Does it have to make you sweat and get out of breath? Not really, but it should be more than just a normal stroll down the sidewalk with your friends where you're having a nice lengthy conversation. Vigorous exercise raises your heart rate, and you are aware that you're actually exercising. So going for a walk is great, but it better be at a pace that when you're walking with your girlfriend and you're talking back and forth, you better not be able to say two or three sentences without taking a breath. I always say we call it the talk test. If you can say a full sentence, you need to pick up the pace a little bit. So if I was talking to you, it'd be more like, how are you today? I'm fine. What are you doing? So you can take a few, you can say a few words, but then you need a little air. That tells you that it's vigorous. So use that little test, and you can tell. People can tell when they're doing above normal movement. That's what we're looking for, something that challenges you.
One of the things you just mentioned was that we need to raise our heart rate. What are guidelines about that? Is there a time when we go too far, especially, you know, if you've had some problems with a heart?
Sure. I get this question all the time because people talk about maximum heart rate and they think it's a scary number. It's a number that if I go to that, gee, that's my maximum heart rate. And am I going to drop dead if I get that number? No, you will not. And there is nothing wrong with getting a high heart rate when you're exercising as long as your doctor has approved you for that kind of strenuous exercise. The thing with the maximum heart rate, that's your body saying, you're working hard enough now. We're not going to let you work any harder. If you've ever been on some of the blood pressure control medications that kind of keep your heart rate from getting too high, you can tell when you're trying to exercise and your heart rate won't go as high as it needs to sustain that work. It's not a comfortable feeling. So I always tell people, you know when you're breathless, when you need to back off, you'll know it. You are not going to explode your heart by really being vigorous. Your body has ways of protecting you from yourself. And so you'll know when it's time to back off.
Several times you've mentioned that how important it is to listen to our bodies. Just a short kind of thing to say.
A definition of that?
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So a definition, like for example, I'll give you an example. If you're out running on a day and all of a sudden you just feel like your heart is racing and your vision is maybe getting a little blurry or you're getting too hot, any number of things can happen. That's your body saying you're pushing too hard. You need to slow down, find some shade, sit down, drink some cool water, whatever it is. I see this when I ride RagBri all the time. People push themselves. They stop listening. Your body's trying to tell you it's hot out and you're not drinking enough water. So you got two choices. Start drinking water and slow down, or we're just going to go ahead and pass out. Your body will protect you. So listening to your body might just mean the day after a workout, you got some aches and pains. That's your body saying, you know, take it easy. We got to ease into this. Remember, it takes a long time to get out of shape. So it's going to take a long time to get yourself back to where you want to be. You just have to be consistent and patient.
Thank you to John Jordan for visiting with us about active aging. And until next time, here's a thought. There is no normal life that is free of pain. It's the very wrestling with our problems that can be the impetus for improvement.